Hey, it's James Erickson. I'm here with Jerry Jones. We are still at Boone's Treasury because it's honestly a Thursday afternoon. It's like 85, maybe 90 degrees
out. I can
tell
you how hot it is with my trusty iPhone.
Yeah, Jerry's got the iPhone rolling.
Just be sure I don't hit the iFart button.
We're hanging out here having a couple beers.
80 degrees.
It's good times. If you're not out having a beer, if you got to go to the old J-O-B, I saw that on our live. On our live cast a couple weeks ago, somebody's like, I gotta leave, I gotta go to my job.
Oh,
that's horrible.
That's no fun.
But we were just talking about something, and I've got a little concept I want to tie in with that. Jerry was talking about a couple that would go to the dentist's office, and the wife maybe needs some extra work, and she's going to be in for an hour or two.
Or the husband.
One of the two of this pair needs some work, and so they're going to be there for a couple hours while their ride or whoever they're there with is waiting out in the lobby. And
right.
I don't know where he was going with this, but I think I have an idea.
Well, we just talked about J.K. Abbey Carpets across the street there.
Yeah, if you listen to the last beer cast,
if
you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it, because we gave them a huge strategy. I might have to just email them and say, listen to this.
I can honestly say I know for a fact there is no two smarter marketing guys in the entire Northwest than the two of us. I know for a fact. I mean, who else sits at lunch, drinks beer, and comes up with this shit? Nobody. I don't know.
I think that's the cool thing about the beer cast is nobody takes the time away from all distractions. I mean, I could sit at the office all day and write copy, go on the blog, send Twitter messages, manage my office, but now we're not even in the office. We're drinking beer. I think the farthest thing away from my mind is what I'm going to put in my new resident guide sales pitch. You know, we're just...
We just created massive value. I came up with an idea that I'm literally right now while I'm talking. I'm going to email.
He's not even going to tell you about it because he's
going
to sell it to you later.
No. Believe it or not, I'm actually going to tell you. About
Oh, you know what? The cool thing about this is Jerry's going to write himself a message on his iPhone, so I'll fill the time here. Jerry's going to send this email to himself or send this. Why doesn't he voice memo it? I don't know why not.
That's, you know, this I can forward.
That's true. Yeah. Jerry's going to send an email to himself. He's going to go back to his office this afternoon. And I'm guessing within either 24 hours or by next week at the latest, he'll have something implemented to this idea.
No, today, because Angie, I'll call her. Angie's at the river right now.
Okay.
Probably drinking beer floating down the river.
Why not?
So I'm going to call her and I'm going to say, Angie, she's going to answer because she has to. And because she's scheduling patients.
That's setting the stage with your employees, by the way. Another value-added piece.
Yeah, go have fun, but take the schedule
with you.
And have the office cell phone with you. but here's the thing, James. We were talking about J.K. Abbey Carpet a second ago. And we were talking about, you know, the midnight install of carpet.
Basically being compatible to, or being flexible with what your patient wants, basically catering to all their needs.
Yeah. Well, let's say you got
being ready when they're ready.
Yeah. Let's say you got a patient that walks in, and you see her, and turns out she needs, you know, $2,500 worth of work. Mm-hmm. And she elects to have it done that day, and her husband is with her.
And how long is this work going to take?
This is going to take two hours.
2 hours,
you know,
okay.
Easy 2 hours, right? It's 10 o'clock in the morning, or it's 2 in the afternoon, or it's 1 in the afternoon, whatever, it doesn't really matter. The husband is going to sit on his ass and be bored stiff reading your dumb magazines, reading your testimonial books that you probably don't have in your waiting room like you should, in an office. I mean, he's going to be bored stiff. Here's what you do. You give the authority to your office person, your front office manager, your office manager, whatever, to tell that husband, look, we're going to give you an escape from the dental office package. While your wife, we're going to take great care of her while she's here. You don't need to worry about a thing. We're going to monitor, you know, for the full 120 minutes that she's here. But we're going to give you a $50 gift card to go anywhere you want to go.
Say G.I. Joe's, but they're out of business.
Yeah, they're out of business. You give them a $50 Visa card. Or better yet, I like the American Express cards. $50
like
American Express
the
card.
The little prepaid.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That you buy at Fred Meyer or Walmart or wherever.
Anywhere. Grocery store or wherever.
You give him that $50 gift card, and you say, why don't you go to the restaurant, to the bar, to the wherever, and have a good time on us? What happens from there, James?
But, Jerry... Well, number one, the husband is extremely thrilled. He's not going to have to sit there and read your crappy magazines. I'm thinking, I mean, just not in a dentist's office. One popped in my mind, and my little sister just got married. Yeah,
we're doing
awesome.
Fantastic, yeah.
You going to need anything else? Any more drinks?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Do you need separate checks?
No, just give it to him. Water would be great, though. Rehydrate.
But I'm just thinking in my mind, my little sister got married, and they tried to drag me along on the dress fittings.
Oh, gosh.
And that's hell for any guy that's been through that. It's pure hell, because you sit there.
Well, you know how I think of weddings. I wore flip-flops to yours.
I almost wore flip-flops to my own. But if you were maybe the guy, the dad of the bride, that really wasn't so interested. You know, it's kind of like, here's my credit card. Do whatever you got to do. I'll just sit over here and check out for a while. You know, how cool would it be for that dress fitter to say, oh, we're going to be about 2.5 hours. You know, here's a $50 gift card. Why don't you go next door to the sports bar or next door to the sporting goods store, tool around a little, see if you can find something cool for yourself, and we'll be done in 2.5 hours, or better yet, we'll give you a call when we're done, and you can come back and pick them up and take them home, and we'll be all done with it.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Starbucks, anything. Whatever you think that person might like, that's the suggestion. And so here's what you do. All of a sudden, you've got some You've got some guy wandering around town with a gift card in his hand, and he shows up someplace. And like, hey, man, what's going on today? Well, my wife's getting a procedure done at Dr. Glanville's
office. And I got
this,
and they gave me this card.
Gave me $50 to get out of there. And so I took it and ran, you know? And they're gonna call me when she's ready. So you got some guy wandering around town now.
Spreading the word.
And do you think if you suggest work for him when he's in next for his appointment, that the wife's not going to be going, oh, come on, Harold.
Yeah.
You can get it done.
You can do it.
Knowing full well.
Exactly.
Her ass is at the beauty parlor getting a manicure, you know, while he's getting the
work
done. Genius. It's beautiful. I've never heard that discussed anywhere. That's a brand new...
You know, here's the objection. Here's the objection. But I'm going to give some guy $50 that would just normally sit there and be okay with it. The thing is, he's not okay with it, just sitting there.
He's not.
Number one, he's got this big bill. You're doing two things. You're taking away his buyer's remorse of spending that amount of money, because now he's got $50 of his own to go and
he's
do whatever.
He's distracted from everything.
He won't even know the 2 hours is going by. Pretty soon he'll get this phone call and be like, oh, man, I had another beer coming.
Well, you know, let's put you and I in that position. What would you and I do if...
Yeah, I would knock my wife's teeth out and
just
take her
just
to hit the 55.
Why don't you bring her in, James? I bet the doctor would just pull them for you.
There you go. Awesome.
Well, you know, here's another thing. This is coming up for you very soon. What if the next OB appointment you go to with your wife, because you probably go, I'm assuming you go.
Yeah,
to your
wife.
I went to all my wife's appointments.
We've only been married 2 years, so I still go to these things.
Yeah, they're still in the honeymoon.
It's still new.
But, you know, a good marriage is always in the honeymoon stage. I'm still in that. I still, you know, get
we
all
good. We just had our two-year anniversary. I know you just had, what, 11 years?
11 years, yeah.
11 years.
Yeah. It went really fast.
Congratulations
Thank
to
you.
Both of us.
Yes, exactly. Ed Zachary, congratulations. But if you go to your OB appointment, and what if the doctor's front office lady said, hey, James, you know, it's going to be about an hour, you know, and I know this isn't any fun for you to sit here. Why don't you just take this $5 Starbucks card and go have a cup of coffee on us?
Well,
$5
even
would
now,
make
you know, happen. I've next week my daughter will be 1 year old, which is crazy to me, thinking that it was a year ago that she was born. And even if they said, you know, here's a $10 gift card to Toys R Us, why don't you go? I mean, my daughter loves Toys R Us. She's all over the place with looking and pointing and trying to grab things off the shelf. And it's like, go entertain her for an hour, and we'll give you a call when we're done. Like,
yeah,
it'd be awesome.
Well, you know, and your wife would actually probably be somewhat relieved that you were not waiting. You're out doing something for yourself, you know, even though you're not right there.
Well, it definitely adds a little something different, because we have the 1 year old that doesn't quite understand. Okay, we're gonna be sitting here for 45
and that's
minutes
no
for
fun.
Sure. Yeah, not at all.
Trust me, that's just.
Well,
fun.
I know
you
it's
know.
No fun. I could go
yeah,
take her.
Yeah, you got about another 2 hours.
I could
half
take her on my kayak and she'll pass out cold. But we sit in the doctor's office for an hour and she's going nuts.
But we are close to an airport.
I think it's incredible. That's an incredible idea. We talked a little bit in between, about how the dentist at the practice actually takes patients home, actually takes them back to their...
Oh, man. You know, and James, you and I have been combined almost 20 years dealing with in the dental industry.
Almost
over
too
20,
long.
over 2 decades of experience. I've never heard of a dentist driving patients home. And I never even occurred to me, but the doctor at Soft Touch, Dr. Glanville, actually drives some of her patients home. And it's generally the ones that live in a care facility that's really close by, you know. These are older folks. They're seniors, and they just need that extra special caring. And she gives it to them. And, man, I'll tell you, the referrals are coming out of there like wildfire because you got the doctor dropping off the patient.
Gosh, I'm thinking, why not hire, you know, how much?
Well, we pay for cab service.
Well, I'm wondering about
that's
limo,
not a big deal.
Limo service.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you had a limo that would take somebody?
Well,
you know,
let's
I
go
mean,
back
what,
in time.
Four or five
no, but let's
blocks
go back in
away.
Time. Let's go back in time. We had a client in New York City. Do you remember this? He was he fancied himself as a real stud.
They all do.
Yeah, they all do. But he was extra special studly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we because he had a spa in his office and all that kind of crap. And we actually
that was back before everybody had a spa in their office.
Right. And we actually suggested that he provide limo service to his VIPs.
Because there was no parking.
Because there was no
parking.
He didn't
have any non-paid parking.
Right. And he was seeing some of the, some well-known pop stars at the time. Janet Jackson was one of them.
I remember
right?
he had Sandra Bullock on
Sandra
his
Bullock.
Newsletter list.
That's right. Yes.
Got
in
her
Virginia,
address.
Merriman, Virginia.
Got
yes,
her address.
Yes, I got her address. I was so excited about that, too.
It was pretty cool.
Not really so much for her as for her husband, because he's a stud. Jesse James?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
guy
what,
Jesse
which
James?
Husband is she on
right now? No, I think it's the only one.
I think
she was
so.
Single. Yeah.
I think so.
Anyway, Sandra's a sweetheart. And Jesse James is every man's best friend.
Every man's man.
Yeah. But anyway, those are just some ideas. We're only 11 minutes, 35 seconds into this, and I think there's more content here than our listeners are going to know what to do.
Oh, that was incredible. So if you have, you know, it could be any sort of business. I even think of going to Nordstrom's and my wife getting lost in the brass plum section.
Or in the bra section, even.
For 45
that's
minutes
a bad
to an hour. Yeah. Oh, that's another one. We're talking about it next. Nordstrom is a good example. But, yeah, that's good. Try and tie up. Oh, here's where I was going to go with it. Look at if you have a decision maker that you deal directly with, who are the three closest influencers in their lives? They've got, obviously, a spouse sometimes, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or they've got coworkers, or they've got parents. Who are those people in their life that are influencing? And then tailor a little bit of your sales, a little bit of your presentation, a little bit of your customer service towards that person. And because it'll make it very easy for me to buy if my wife's very excited about me getting something. If I put a shirt on and my wife's like, ooh, that makes you look good, I'm twice as likely to buy that
you
shirt.
You mean I already don't?
I know. I don't be like, wait a minute, without
so
the shirt,
bad now?
But you get where I'm going.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
If it's a guy and he's, you know, single guy, you say, hey, think about all the girls at the club will look at you when you wear the shirt or when you have that pair of pants on, or especially.
Well, you know, you gotta.
And
dig,
if you're in a retail business, do not assign your male salespeople
to males.
Assign them to females and vice versa.
Yep.
Because you will probably double your sales easily that
way.
Well,
although chicks selling to chicks, that's okay. Because they value
that's a little
the
bit
other
better.
Chick's opinion.
But if you have a guy selling to guys,
Not
nearly as effective as a girl selling to guys.
Every silk shirt that I bought at Nordstrom's, you know, Tommy Bahama type shirt, sold by a woman.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, that color really brings out your eyes.
I bought a $250 jacket at Nordstrom. My wife was there, and the sales lady was overly friendly with me, and I was like,
did she try and cap you?
No, it was a jacket, and I should have got pants too.
Yeah, she did.
But that was probably one of the big reasons for buying that jacket. She's like, wow, that looks really good. My wife said it looked good,
yeah.
and she was standing next to my wife. She's like, doesn't he look good? And, you know, and of
like
course,
she's
going
to say no.
Yeah, my wife's got to compete now.
Right.
So it's like, oh, yeah. So, you know, just another little tip, I guess. A little something extra.
Yeah, a little something extra.
You know, if I
or a whole lot extra.
You're selling to somebody, figure out who the influencers in their life are, and
yep.
maybe tailor a little bit to those people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the husband with the wife getting dental, or the driver of the shuttle van from
That's
the
right.
old folks home. You know,
yep.
you're really pleasing him, so now he's going to recommend
yep.
you, because now he doesn't have to drive you both ways. So.
Right.
Let's tie this one up. About 15 minutes. We've had a couple long beer casts today.
Yep.
It's
crazy. It's been good. We've got three of them in today.
Yeah, we'll get one
treasure.
More. I got one more for you. So
okay.
Listen to the next one.
All right.
It's going to be about Nordstrom and some of their sneaky sales tactics.
I love Nordstrom.
This is James Erickson, Marketing Beercast. Listen to all the old Marketing Beercasts. Go to marketingbeercast.com. Jerry Jones is here with me, too. We'll see you next time.